Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, right here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City. NBC takes great pride in presenting Stan Kenton and his orchestra, synonymous with music that is excitingly refreshing and refreshingly different. From our Stars and Jazz show, we now present Stan Kenton Encores with lovely Chris Connors on vocals. I hope that you'll forgive my being a little overwhelmed there at the beginning. It was merely in anticipation of the following 29 minutes that we're going to enjoy here on the stand at Birdland. It gives me a great deal of pleasure at this time to introduce your host for this evening and the conductor of this fine orchestra, very probably the most affluent gentleman in the music business today, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Fred, I want you to know that I appreciate so much all of the energy that you've given here to get this concert miniature encore program on the air. I appreciate it very much, and I know that you need a rest, so if you'll sit right here, we'll you know, this is Fred Collins, Benny. Benny came here to hear Eager Beaver tonight.
Great.
We haven't done it, but we'll get at it, Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we have as overture the thing that is classified by numbers only because it is the geographical location of Cuba, and because this is partially Cuban and partially American jazz, Russo thought it would be a good idea to call it 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. Kind of crazy, huh?
We'll be right back.
You know, contemporary jazz is a music that it's pretty much all-encompassing, and it can describe and portray many different moods. A lot of modern jazz is very stark and very real. Some of it is quite tender and with wonderful moods, and then there also are portions of it that can be considered actually romantic. At the moment here, here's a melody that was caused by a romantic fantasy. It's a thing that George Roberts plays on a bass trombone. George, the scene is set. If you'll create the music to Stella by Starlight, we will be continuing on. George Roberts, you take your bow, and I'll endeavor to explain about this next number here. Here's another form of modern jazz that is rhythmic in content and a real happy phrasing created and pretty much reflecting the conception of Jerry Mulligan, the guy that has caused so much excitement in the modern jazz field. We've played it a lot. You guys hardly need the music. Oh, yes, I see there is some music out. Well, here's Walking Shoes.
Thank you.
These sounds tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are coming to you from this place that is known as the Jazz Corner of the World, here in the midst of New York City, a place that's called Birdland, and a place that thrives mainly because of jazz and has featured most all forms of jazz, from the happy swinging things of Slim Gaylord to the more complex, highly skilled music of Lenny Tristano and his group. It happens to be the Kenton Orchestra at the moment that has been sold here to perform and sell some of our music, and we are appearing here the third day of our two-week engagement. Count.
3 weeks.
Are you going to stand there? Come here, closer. What is this language you're speaking?
Well, it's kind of a takeoff on French.
How much does it take off on French?
It really goes completely away from it.
It does. Well, I see. Well, you give us the book and we'll study the words. How about the horn? Do you feel in good shape this evening?
I feel pretty excellent tonight.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, this microphone is one of those I think that if you stand about 2 feet away, possibly you should get the real Condoli sound here as you bang your horn into the mic and gain a dent. Before anything happens to it, let's hear Portrait of a Count, one of the new concepts of artistry and rhythm.
Roger.
I'd like to explain something a bit unusual. Chris, would you step over here?
Yes, I will.
I want to admit something that, you know, you've been in the orchestra now about 3 months, and I think actually you and I have discussed a little bit about phonograph records and explained a little bit about the function of the orchestra, but we've hardly had a chance to visit. When was that town here about a week ago where we talked for about 3 minutes during an intermission?
That's a long time.
We have to have a conversation one of these days about many things, but I did want you to know, Chris, how well everyone is receiving you, and everyone that has been to hear you at Birdland here, at Blue Note in Chicago, all the places that we have played since you've been with the orchestra, everyone that has heard you has completely approved, and I want you to know that we're very thrilled to have you as part of the affair here at Birdland or at Blue Note or any particular place we're working.
Thank you, Stan.
The only thing is, you know why I made that very complimentary speech?
No.
Is I have to ask you to sing a tune that you already sang earlier tonight here
because
I didn't have the radio program at hand and I didn't, I've explained myself, I guess. Here is Jeepers Creepers.
Those peepers, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
While I am in the mood of kind of explaining successful people here, I do not want to overlook the opportunity at the moment to explain also that sharing the stage here with us in Birdland is a group that has been fantastically successful in the last couple of years around the country. You people that have seen them will verify it, and those of you that have yet to see them are in for a thrill. Four guys that are called the Four Freshmen. This is their debut in New York, and everything is also going well. Gee, I'm sure talking a lot here about people. Lee, would you come to the microphone and you do a little talking, please, because you made a rather good speech last night. This is Lee Konitz. The microphone is yours, Lee.
I'd like to play an arrangement of Bill Russo's ballad called My Lady. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee. We have been playing here for a few hours at Birdland, and we have a few hours yet to go, and we're going to get into something with a beat here, and I really would be kind of afraid to attempt it if we had any other announcer other than Fred Collins tonight, but believe me, he is not at all backward. I'm sure that if he feels the urge to talk, he's going to push his way through the saxophones and trumpets and start talking. So if we lose ourselves in this next arrangement here, Fred, you just take over any time that you see fit, because we're working in a jazz club. I may speak a little jazz talk. I'm sure you'll understand. We dig you the most.
Bless you.
It's a wild talk, isn't it? Here's Swing House.
The pleasure of NBC to send your way the music of Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Music excitingly fresh and refreshingly different from the bandstand of Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, right here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City. So until tomorrow night, or rather Monday night, Fred Collins saying goodnight now.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.